Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing good.
Okay, welcome back to another podcast episode. I'm so excited to have you, folks. We have a very special guest, Radanelio of Galactic Goddess Podcast, here again today. Welcome, Rada.
Thank you so much, Mike. I'm excited to talk about soul contracts, in particular, family soul contracts today.
Wow. Let's dive deep into that. I'm so excited and curious to really learn more about that. Where do we start? Like, I mean, what are soul families and soul contracts? Can you give us a quick primer on that?
Absolutely. So, we are born, we are incarnated into families that we have soul contracts with. We have contracts. We actually choose our families before we're born, believe it or not. Sometimes we're like, well, I'll do that.
So we chose this, huh?
It shows it. We chose it. I chose it. We choose our parents, and in particular, we choose our bloodlines as well, like our DNA. And this is the really interesting part, is that a lot of like star seeds, a lot of beings who are here at this time, that like that are I guess we're the newer generation, right? So we come here into families. Well, all families have like energetic structures that are really off, because it's not their fault. It's just the way that this paradigm set it up so that it would not be successful. There would be a lot of pain and suffering infused in it in the generation. So these starseed beings come in, and they're actually the cleanup crew. If you wonder why you're in a family that is, maybe has a lot of trauma or a lot of, patterns that are maybe their addictions or dysfunction in some way, shape, or form. If you're listening to this, more likely you're part of the cleanup crew. So there's a lot of new generations that are coming in that are the disruptors, disrupting the old patterns and recreating them and bringing, fusing them back into wholeness, so we do have contracts, and sometimes contracts can look so many different ways. I mean, every we have 7 billion people on Earth, so they always look different. We may have outstanding karma with people, and they may like our worst enemy could end up being like our mother or father or something. You know what I mean? And then this lifetime, we're here heal or forgive, some aspect of that. So family soul contracts can be very intricate, but they're the biggest, best opportunity that we possibly have to really start changing the world by shifting the energy dynamic in within yourself, because it shifts it within your family. Like, you are medicine to heal your family. You know what I mean? I'm a lot of the people that I see come in to see me, and they always have like issues with their family somehow, some way, a pattern, something that happened. There's something there that's very painful, that caused them a great deal of grief or suffering. And it's like a genetic pattern, it's an energy pattern. And this person, because they're a star seed or they're a light being, they're the one that is brave enough, and I reiterate, brave enough to make the changes. But on the outside, look like, oh, I feel like I have so many problems or whatever that may be. It looks like that, but really, in the truth of the matter, the people that are doing this work, that are shifting, radically shifting the energy patterns of their bloodline and restoring it right into it, they are badass light warriors. Okay. So it's nothing to do with what it seems. Nothing is really what it seems, right? So they may be carrying the burden of their family. They may be carrying the weight of it. Maybe they're the ones carrying the backpack because nobody else wants to look at the dynamics, or they don't want to deal with it, or they keep their head in the sand like an ostrich, you know? And so the people that are brave enough to see and the ones who can actually feel are the ones that are here to heal the soul contracts, because we're coming to the edge of time. And we have to make that quantum leap now, like really now. It's already been delayed so long, but
It's been delayed. It's a lot of intensity going on right now. Now, how does one's free will affect these contracts?
free will is really important because, you know, we get downloaded. So I don't know, like, how, you know, that's. We agree to get downloaded, basically. We get downloaded with everything from our lineage, mother side, father side, seven generations. We are the carrier of that. And so it can manifest in many different ways with free will. Free will is saying, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore with you. I'm not going to carry these pain codes anymore. I'm not going to carry out this pattern of abuse anymore. Choice. I am not, because so often what else happens is there are contracts, or they're like vows, oaths, and commitments, right? So I see this all the time. It's almost inherited, and it's almost something you can't even control. Like when you're a little kid, you make a vow and commitment to your parents because they are God to you in some way, shape, or form. You know, whoever are your primary caregivers, even if you highly dislike them, that's just how we're created, right? We're created to worship our parents because they are the people that brought us. So they're the only people we know. We look up to them as little kids. They're telling us the rules. Live, we're learning everything like little sponges, sucking up every single thing that they are. And then we make a vow, oath, and commitment and say, well, my father was abusive or something, right? And so I need to carry that on. I need to carry that abuse on because I love my father so much. I'm going to be loyal to him. And out of my loyalty to him, I have to continue this pattern. And that means I cannot be happy. I cannot go past that. So we as children, we say, okay, I love you so much. I'm gonna exceed you in happiness, you know, financial abundance, love, health, right? Or well-being. We want to emanate. And even on the deepest core of our subconscious, we are still wanting that because we want to be pleasers to our family, to our parents, to the people that we love. It's natural. We want to please them. And if we have difficulty, we still want to be loyal. So it's a very strange thing. It can be very contradictory. We can have dual belief systems, meaning on our conscious mind say, oh, I don't want that. I want out of that. But on a subconscious, unconscious level, we're saying, you know, our mind is saying we have to keep reliving it. We have to keep reliving it. We have to keep this
This
lineage
pattern.
pattern going, right?
Wow. Now, how does this whole ascension process that's going on right now connect to all this? Like, it's basically, is it making people more aware now that they have patterns they need to break? You have to really open up their eyes. It's like, look, just you can't keep repeating this. If you really want to heal, then you have to do some kind of work. Now with the shift, with that ascension, I think a lot of people, I'm sure, are finding these intense energies quite a burden. What are you giving in terms of advice or suggestions to your clients that approach you about this?
Well, I always say you have to feel it to heal it. The time of running from this stuff is over. Sorry, you cannot run anymore. You cannot hide. You cannot, I mean, you can drink yourself into a stupor or run or fall into addictions or whatever, but it's not going to make it go away. It's only amplifying. Everything is amplifying. The positive is amplifying. It's all coming to the light, right? So, so whatever the deepest core wounds are from your family lineage, right? Part of the soul contracts, they are bubbling up to the surface to be seen. You may become more aware of patterns that you never consciously noticed. You may become aware of this pain that is coming forward, and you're saying, deal with that. You may becoming more aware and starting to see where the wounds are. And guess what? It's not scary. It's very exciting. To me, I think it's such a great opportunity because we are here. We are here to purge the pain. All right. We're here to purge the pain. We're not here to keep suppressing it and keep these dark patterns going anymore. You know, Starseed, we're change makers. We are disruptors, right? We're not here to this toxic flow. Because guess what? It's going to delete this timeline. Mm-hmm. This timeline will be deleted. We have multiple timelines that are being presented to us at this time. And we must make a conscious choice which one we are choosing. Choose wisely. You want to keep going down the same road with the same patterns and keep ignoring. Guess what timeline? You know, we have to make a choice. Because if we don't make a choice, there for us. That's you choice in your life and move forward in the best, highest and best good. Because when you make that choice, you're actually helping your lineage. You're helping break the patterns. You are pulling away from the patterns and new divine that is part of your divine destiny. That is part of your divine destiny, because we get amnesia when we forget our divinity. We forget really, really, truly what our actual blueprint is here to not take old, like to see old patterns. We're here to recreate the new. And that doesn't mean not honoring your lineage, because also the old will become new again. All is what we are coming back to, and not the fabricated a lot of the stuff in the text. It's really BS, because remember, the victors always write the story of history. Yes. Will be rewritten. I promise you that there is no doubt it will be rewritten, because it's been written by the liars, the cheaters, and the murderers. So I don't think it our true galactic history is so much more. If we understood that we are epic beings, that we are beyond just our family lineage, but we have a galactic lineage as well. We are part of an entire star nation. And of course, we have different star nations that were. And so it's easy to get lost and forget and we feel small and insignificant. But the truth is, the more you awaken to your divinity and who you truly are, the more you can detach from the trauma of the past and really choose a that is going to serve your soul and, help to actually shift the soul family so that these patterns do not continue. All right, they end with you. And I'm saying this to people listening, because we all have family, and we're like, why is that? And there's so much. Like I was born into a lineage with a ton of tragedy. No shame saying that. I'm one part of my family. In the Philippines, we were conquered. We had such our roots. We lost our divinity with our true essence of shamanism. Right. Guns to my family's heads and said, move out. We're taking over. The church said, we're taking over this property, and entire villages out of their homes. And so once things like that happen, trauma, it does affect the brain in such a way you remember who you are. It deeper amnesia, because pain will take you away from it'll it's both. It will take you away from your truth, but if you go all the way through it, it will bring you back to who you truly are. So I always say, never run from your pain. It's not gonna work. Don't run from it. Stand in it.
So true. Yes, because like what you're so true with what you say with what's ha with what happened with especially in the Philippines, wherein the religion was used as a subjugation tool, really, and that's why like the lineage, like for a lot of Filipinos, is that we think that the religion that we grew up with is the right religion, but it's really more as a tool. And then as we start awakening, then we realize that wait a sec, we have to break out of this pattern. But because of the soul contract, it's like the opposing force will do everything in its power to keep us the same. Is that right?
Yes, they because we're like we become so trained, and I mean I hate to say it, mind controlled into believing certain narratives, right? And we believe them so much, we don't dare step out of that narrative. We don't dare get out of line, because that would mean we're being a rebel, right? If we use our mind, if we actually think, if we start to question. So school's a wonderful way to just keep your mind closed, right? Because they'll teach you, they'll dull you out. So, we're trained to not go like you can ask, right? There's a limit. You can't ask too much. You learn that in school. I mean, you have to ask the are presented to you from the what they're presenting in the books, which is, a lot of it's BS. So how can you possibly, when you're taking away the imagination of a child, you're really, it's a disservice. And so much of school is not reinforcing. You have your own mind. Think outside the box. They don't do that. They like think inside the box. And in fact, we're going to make the box smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. So what happens when you come out of that? It's all around us. You want to fit in, and guess what? Everyone around you is probably they've been through that, and so they can't be outside of the box. And when you're outside of the box, you're threatening their existence just by doing that, and so they're gonna shame you for it. So, I say step out of the box, never go back in, and walk on your own two feet, go into the divine, being that you are. We are here to change the world, starting with ourself through our lineage, and as we started through soul family contracts, right? We're here, those contracts with them. We are here to bring in more light into our physical bodies as anchors of light, as nodes of light, so that we all link up like a magical Wi-Fi system, but not Wi-Fi. Oh, like a light, we're here to create a new light grid. But you can't do that. You can't be part of that magical process when you're carrying the heaviness of all of your lineage. You have to start saying, no, I'm not going to continue this toxic way of being, right? And you know what? I'll take the lessons, and I'm going to thank my because I did sign up for this, right? But it doesn't mean I have to continue the pain. Yes, my lineage has a lot of pain in it, and I'm going to start releasing it within myself, because I can't control anybody else. I can't tell them what to do. I can't make them get healing. I can only control me. And so I understand I am an extension of that lineage. I am a vessel, and I will be a vessel of light. I will be the one who activates my codes. Can start creating a new paradigm. I want to be part of this new earth. And new earth starts right here, inside us, right now. It's not some far off fairy tale. It's here and now, in this now moment.
You got to look inside and see it, because like a lot of we've been programmed to look at the external, always at the external, as if salvation or awakening comes from, outside, and that there's this big magical being that, grants these wishes.
I mean, but doesn't that take the power away from you? We want to activate everything inside of ourself. We want to activate our divinity inside of us. We want to activate, all of these beautiful codes that are available to us. And I've been, the last, what was it, like 3 days, I think it was 3 days ago, I got the biggest pack. And it was like, at first it was like heavy. And I really went on a walk and I saw this light coming in through the trees and I stopped in my tracks and I had to look and it was like streams of rainbow light coming. And I said, okay, yeah, download me now because I know that was a download. So I took it and I, like, you can absorb light through your eyes. So I absorbed it all. I was like, give it all to me. Come on. I'll take it. But I got like the worst quote hangover the next day, and I
Like an over.
literally
You don't need all the
yeah, I OD'd on the light. I was like, whoa. I was like, what is my head like? It's like, I mean, it felt like it got beat up. At first on the front and then on the back and then on my neck. Is this if but I didn't, So then, the best thing to do when you're getting downloads or anything like that is to go out into nature. So I went on a walk. I was like, let me just walk this off. Even though I feel like I can't right now, I'm gonna do it. I did, and half an hour later, I could feel it, the integration. And it's interesting, the integration process. You can feel it because it starts to soften the heaviness. Sometimes you feel when you get new
Yes. Oh
downloads.
my gosh. Oh yes.
And I tell you guys, it's so bizarre. Like, it's bizarre, because our bodies are acclimating to a higher frequency that is. It's we're data systems. It's downloading so much data that's light encoded that our systems are having to upgrade so intensely that it almost feels like it hurts. Okay, I'm trying to scare you guys. When I do my sessions, it's. Do you feel like that, Mike? Do you feel like, beat
Oh
up
yes.
after?
I was wondering. I was like, I didn't work out, but I feel like, because like when I do the same thing, similar thing as you, like I go a walk, go for a walk in nature, and I do my meditation, and then I absorb the light, and then it was just, eerie that a few days ago I felt the exact same, symptoms that you were describing, and then I realized, oh. Okay, so my body, my physical human body is trying to this, so I need to drink a lot more water. I need to, to really take more time for self-care and not get caught up in this, what we call in this reality, that makes us do things, but really have to focus on myself. So yeah. Oh,
That's so good. I'm so glad to hear that. Epsom salt baths is such a big reliever for me, and I'm so lucky. I love my bath, my clawfoot bath. I mean, if you can't do that, if you can't, if you can find a hot spring, that's also a really great way. The hot springs water, in LA they have Beverly Hot Springs, and
Yes.
you want to get also water as a conduit, so you can do a lot of incredible healing and releasing in the water too. Which is so powerful.
How does the sauna help?
The sauna can help, but I mean, being in the water is better,
Better.
especially pure, clean, and has salt in it or it has minerals in it, because you want a lot more water. Put lemon and a little bit of salt in that, but mostly be kind to yourself. I know. A lot of people have like 9 to 5 jobs and they're going through this. And I'm really sending you so much love because it's even more challenging when you have to go, show up to work in the morning and, keep a stand. It's tough. So I'm very not sending you guys love out there that are going through this. You can do things like essential oils can help, maybe lavender, just taking some deep breaths during the day. You know, if you're working in an office, in a
Yes.
cubicle or something, go outside during your lunch break, eat outside. If you have 5 or 10 minute break, go outside and go for a quick walk, take your shoes off, you know, stand on the ground or the grass, and just literally ask to be cleared and cleansed. Say, please clear and cleanse me now of anyone else's vibration. Because when we're working with people, like in those situations, everyone is going through this process and it's manifesting in a lot of different ways. Some people can't handle it, so they throw their stuff, you know, or project it out at other people. Tense. I understand, trust me, but that's not the answer, because that there's no power in that. When it comes down to it, they're gonna have to go through that one step again because they didn't release it properly. You can't just throw it off and then hope it goes away. It goes boom like a
No.
boomerang and then it hits you on the head. So, you
It's so
know.
true. So true. What you said about self-love and self-care. And that's why I think there's been such an increase now in a lot of people going to spas and wellness centers and taking care of themselves. It's like unconsciously they're awakening that they have to take care of something. They can't pinpoint it yet, but they're doing things to, like you said, to upgrade and to uplift themselves. Are soul contracts just set as it is, or does it evolve into something different as one goes through this process?
So like, well, family lineages is what we were talking about, right? So in family lineages, there are a bunch of soul contracts that are there, but trust me when I tell you, most of them are so out. The problem is when you drop down into this realm, you're gonna forget what you knew, which is that you weren't supposed to take all the stuff.
Yes, all
You were
the
supposed to be a Jamaica and do
caca.
something about it, shift the energy. You were not supposed to continue to patterns. Okay, so because what happens, my friends, is that lineages, all lineages, and there's no one better than the other, right? Like all lineages are equal when it comes to everyone gets trauma because we started with war. I don't care what country you're from, where you live, we've all been touched by war through our ancestors. Going on, you know, or whatever, like, but it doesn't matter. Your ancestors touched war. They were either running from it or part of it or fighting, you know. Everyone has like a great great grandfather of some kind that had to go through some serious survival mode that caused wreaked havoc. And that was the fastest way. War was the fastest way that our DNA and our soul contracts, I mean, are really get distorted, right? So we are still recovering. You could say that was many, 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 many years ago. Well, guess what? You're still carrying around that pain, or you're carrying
We're
around
still
that
seeing it.
burden.
We're still seeing what's going on in the world right now. It's
Exactly.
like the powers that be still want to have war. They still want to have.
Exactly. But it's a different kind of war now. It's a war on the psyche. It's a silent war, meaning that, you know, like, of course, there is a world, don't get me wrong. I do see that and I do know that. But I'm saying for the most part, 99% of it is psychological warfare. It's in your mind. It's getting you to go into a tiny little prison box and stay there and totally be afraid, right? Be afraid. Anything. Be afraid to stand up for who you are. Be afraid to be a unique individual. Be afraid to be a star seed. Be afraid to do what you came here to do. Right? So, you know, you got to be careful what you're putting in who you're hanging out with. Who are you talking to? Who are you trying to be cool for? To get over that, because, you know, don't try to be cool for anybody. Be cool for yourself, meaning free yourself, you know?
Badass for yourself, yes.
Because they're not going to be there for you when you're suffering, when you go down that wrong, you know, time. Be careful. We are on a timeline paradigm where you have to choose. And that's not to scare anybody. It's just that we've come to the end of this cycle, the Kali Yuga cycle. It's not to scare anybody. This is just how it is. We knew that when we came in. We knew we were at the end of a cycle and that we were going to be here at the end of a cycle. And we were going to have to wake ourselves up from this dream in the dream. And then we're going to have to choose the timeline that we're going to go on. And we, by doing that, we are helping our lineage. We are starting to break out from the soul contracts of our, and we are starting to clean that up. Even if they don't change, they will get the benefit. So many people that I work with, like, their families are so closed off to even looking at any of the issues, yes. Right? They're so much in denial. They won't even look. But as I work with a person, and especially when they commit to doing a program, a 3-month or 6-month program, guess what? Their family won't look at the stuff, but they start to shift or soften, mm-hmm. or maybe their addictions lessen. Because why? That's part of our soul contract. That person came in with a soul contract to start clearing out the garbage, you know, that their family was carrying. And by doing that, their family started to change. It may be subtle,
so it ripples.
But there's a change.
So it ripples.
It
too.
Ripples. It's direct. We affect each other directly, absolutely directly. And so it's like an experiment. You could do, like, you know, go into a healing program for 6 months and then see how your dynamic in your family shifts. It's so powerful. I mean, they're not going to be like, yes, I'm ready to do it too. but you might see them soften. You might see them have more, be open to more conversations. There might be, their hearts might to start heal. We can help heal other people's hearts by healing our own. Because our
deep.
Hearts
really
are
deep.
Threaded. Yeah, it's so incredible. And I think we've been lied to how interconnected we are with each other. When I start to heal my heart, I'm healing my mother's and my father's and my grandmother's and my grandfather's and my grandfather and my, mm-hmm. you know, it goes on. And it's like the thread of pain. Once you start to pull that out, and there may be many because we're woven through time, you
yes.
know, you are actually lifting it out for your lineage.
No.
So that's,
No, go ahead. Sorry. I was just
No, it's okay. So that's part of the soul contract. You know, most of the beings here that are born, like I'm talking to you, like we are mm-hmm. here to be part of that. That is part of our soul contract with our family, is to start cleaning it up. And I mean, you know, I joke about it. Sometimes I say, I came here to be like a janitor, like, you know, cleaning up the energetic mess. But it's not, there's no shame, absolutely mm-hmm. none. Because, you know, when I found out all the things my family went through with a war, how they had to run and hide and flee, and, you know, how they were pushed out of their own home with guns,
it's quite
with,
traumatic.
You know, it's so traumatic. It's so painful. I could never even imagine what they went through. And then, you know, on my father's side, my grandfather, Durwood, he was poor, you know, and, you know, all of our family had to go through this, no exception. And, pain, it distorts the energy field of your entire lineage and your whole family, your whole oversoul, the oversoul of your family.
Mm-hmm.
And so people get stuck in trauma patterns, and we're here to help, right? We're here to assist. We can't do that by forcing other people to do anything. We're only responsible changing it within ourselves. Everything, and I mean everything, starts inside You want to change the world? Start healing yourself. Okay.
So that's where it starts. And what is the, you know, like the future holds really is you work, start working on you. So like you, like, you know, like you're saying, you know, getting rid of the toxic people around you and feeding yourself, you know, the proper nutrition and in your mind as well. How, you know, what are your future, your suggestions for the listeners here on simple things that they can do on a daily basis?
Yeah. So one thing I think that's really helpful and that you can start with is just journaling. You know, you don't, if you don't have a budget to go do healing or whatever, start by just getting a journal and write every morning. Just write, get up and write whatever's on your mind. And then notice patterns coming up. Writing is great therapy and it's free. So, you know, use it. And the cool part is you'll start to see a shift. You can start to see patterns because really we want to just bring more consciousness to things, right?
Yes.
I mean, at the end of the day, when we become conscious of it, it's already going to start healing. And even the pain that comes from the consciousness, like, oh, that really hurts, you know, I would say write your way through it. Don't run away from that. You don't just get up and change the channel. You sit with it and you write through it, or you meditate. So meditation and writing are two things you can do for free at home, and it will benefit you. So you can write as soon as you get up, everything that's on your mind, dump it out, and then start reading it. And then maybe at the end, you know, think about a way that you can analyze, like, what passed or what came up, yes, and then what released, right?
Times for reflection.
Reflection is so important. And then just by doing that, you're bringing light. You're bringing light to whatever it is. By our conscious awareness, we are bringing light. So, you know, they say, like, the law of attraction, like, don't focus on anything negative, just stay positive, you know? And, like, I love Abraham Hicks. She's great. But, like, her husband, like, died of a disease, right? I mean, so, like, you know, it's not about just saying I'm just going to ignore it and then you know, hope it goes away. You don't do that. My approach is much more head on. Like, no, you have to feel it to heal it. All right, this is not about spiritual bypassing. It's not the time for that. The time of spiritual bypassing is over. You can't glaze over everything. It's a time to feel and heal rapidly because it's a rapid process now. We're not in slow, you know, we're already living into the new earth now. So we're co-creating it. We are co-creators, people. You are a co-creator. I'm a co-creator. Mike's a co-creator. We're here co-creating this new earth together. So know that you are powerful beyond any means that you think, you know, use your power for good.
Thank you so much, Radha. That is so, this has been such a deep and enlightening I'm speechless. You know, this is so, so beautiful, you know, what we talked about today. And we thank you for your, you know, for being a part of this program again. And we look forward to, you know, future episodes. So any last words?
I just want to send out so much love to all of you listening. Thanks for tuning in. You know I get intense when I talk and I'm very passionate. And I just want to share with you guys that, you know, the future is brighter than you can ever, ever imagine. Don't ever give up, especially on yourself. If you're feeling a lot of emotions come up, know that it's going to pass. You know, if you need help, you can reach out. I'm also available. You can find me at goddesscodeacademy.com, and I am working with people again. So I'm here to assist. You know, I do this because I love it, and I love this work. And I thank you so much, Mike, for having me on. You know, I love what you're doing, Mike. You're such a light bearer in all that you do. And a way shower. So shout out to all my way showers.
Yay, shout out. Yes.
Let's come together, creating this new world. And I'm sending out so much love, 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 and more love.
Thank you so much, Radha. We will look forward to the next time. And folks, that was an epic episode. And let's take time to digest this. And let's have a beautiful weekend. We love you all.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.